A common water system practice gets more scrutiny. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Last week, the first criminal charges were filed in connection to the water crisis in Flint. One of the charges caught Lindsay Smith's attention. She's been covering the water problems in Flint for a while now. Lindsay, tell me about this charge that stood out to you.
So this is one of the charges brought against two employees at Michigan's Department of Environmental Quality. The state attorney general alleges that these two state employees manipulated Flint's water samples. Now, there are a few ways we know Flint's water samples were manipulated, right? They didn't test at the right homes with lead service lines, and they dropped two water samples that had the highest lead levels because of some technical reasons that sort of defy common sense, but, you know, may or may not have technically broken the law. But then this criminal complaint also says the manipulation of water samples goes even further by instructing residents to pre-flush their taps the night before they collect the water sample.
Yeah, the instructions tell people to turn on their cold water tap and let it run for 5 minutes. That's the pre-flushing part. Then people are supposed to wait 6 hours before taking their water sample. An official at the EPA told us last fall that pre-flushing is not, quote, a best practice, but it's not illegal.
Yeah, the EPA says it's not a good idea because you can significantly underestimate your lead sample results. Virginia Tech's Mark Edwards says that makes it appear that you have less lead in your drinking water than you actually do. Still, because pre-flushing isn't illegal, Edwards says water system operators don't think it's such a bad thing.
It kind of creates this culture where they're thinking, oh, if it was really bad, EPA would tell us. EPA would force us to stop doing this.
In fact, last summer, the EPA suggested the state drop pre-flushing altogether, but the state pushed back. Regulators said they'd only do that if the law required them to. Now, the state has since changed its tune on this. Its guidance for cities has no mention of this pre-flushing practice anymore, but it's still not illegal. So why is pre-flushing mentioned in this criminal complaint?
This is a first.
Edwards says he's never seen pre-flushing in a criminal charge before, and he thinks the state's attorney general may have a hard time getting this charge to stick. But a source close to this investigation told me it's a combination of factors in Flint's water sampling. The city testing the wrong homes, the state's regulators looking the other way, and then invalidating samples with high lead levels, plus pre-flushing. All of those things combined makes pre-flushing worth mentioning in the criminal complaint. And that's important, Rebecca, because my research shows lots of cities in Michigan follow the state's guidelines. We filed records requests with more than 50 of the largest water operators in the state. We heard back from 41, and all but three of them pre-flushed. So it's fair to say it wasn't just Flint. Pretty much every city has been pre-flushing.
Right. So what does this mean?
Well, it means that we might be underestimating lead levels in drinking water, especially in older cities where lead service lines are more common. And as cities stop instructing people to pre-flush before they draw water samples for testing, we could find cities reporting higher lead levels.
Well, and that's something that we'll keep an eye on as cities do their compliance testing this summer.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Thanks, Lindsay.
No problem.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.